We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Got a little news for you.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Let's look back on some of the action from the weekend. The NBA playoffs started the second round Saturday. Raptors beat the Sixers in game one, 108-95. But the real action came from game seven of the first round series between the Nuggets and Spurs. Nuggets edged this one out 98-86. They win that series 4-3, and the Nuggets move on to play the Portland Trailblazers, which will open up tonight. Yesterday, the Boston Celtics shut down Giannis and the Bucks 112-90. Kyrie Irving had 26 points and 11 assists, tying his playoff career high, and Al Horford added 20 points and 11 rebounds to pace Boston, which was able to control the game for long stretches while playing very stingy defense against the MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo. Wild finish in Oakland. Warriors topped the Rockets 104-100. Kevin Durant scores 35 points, and get some comparisons from his head coach Steve Kerr, who, while watching this game and watching the last couple of weeks, he says is reminding him of a certain teammate he played with a lot.
This guy named Michael something. Can't remember his last name. But no, Kevin's run these last couple of weeks. It's just been off the charts. I've said it a few times this week. I mean, he's the most skilled basketball player on earth. You know, he's one of the most skilled basketball players to ever play the game. There's never been anybody like him. 6'11", you know, handles ball, shoots threes, passes, defends. He's just an unbelievable talent. And I think after we lost game two to the Clippers, I think he just felt, like he just had to turn it up and lift us up another level, and that's exactly what he's done.
The Rockets, on the other hand, they didn't really see it that way. The Rockets bench had been having issues saying the refs were favoring the Warriors, and then Chris Paul gets ejected in the final 4 seconds of the game after arguing with refs and getting his second technical foul of the night. After the game, while James Harden told reporters, "I just want a fair chance, man." Coach Mike D'Antoni had said that the refs did acknowledge they missed a couple of calls. Actually, a little bit more than a couple of calls. Take a listen.
I'm not going to really try to be a nice guy, you know, because I really don't want to give the charity to them. I'd rather have my charity and have the money. So, the response was they just came at halftime and said they missed it. That's what they told me. So they missed four of them. That's 12 foul shots. So be it. I mean, they're trying to do the best they can do. And obviously, it was what it was.
There you go. Obviously, that will be an issue. Hopefully, that's not an issue for the Rockets going further. Tonight, game two between the Raptors and Sixers tips off at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I mentioned earlier, game one of the Blazers and Nuggets will tip off tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. In other NBA news, the Minnesota Timberwolves will interview ESPN analyst Chauncey Billups for their president of basketball operations opening, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Calvin Booth of the Denver Nuggets, Trajan Langdon of the Brooklyn Nets, and Gerson Rosas. Did I say that right there, Dane? Rosas?
Sure, Rosas. Yes.
Yeah,
Rosas.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Of the Houston Rockets have already interviewed for the job, but Billups will be the final interview on Monday. Guys, let's go over quickly
to the NFL and NFL News. The NFL and the Players Union have now heard the audio tape of Tyreek Hill threatening violence against his fiance and his young son. And according to multiple sources, the endgame may be putting Hill on the exempt list. The league has historically declined to use the commissioner's exempt list in the offseason, but is considering making an exception in this case, likely as early as this week, because Hill is in the middle of an ongoing criminal investigation. The designation is a way to keep a player off the field while the league reviews a charge or allegation and reaches a conclusion on discipline, and the league usually waits until the legal system concludes its process, which was just reopened last week in Kansas City after prosecutors received the audio from a local TV station. Hill has been suspended from all team-related activities in the wake of the audio that surfaced this past Wednesday. Sebastian Janikowski told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Sunday that after 19 seasons, he's retiring from the NFL at the age of 41. A surprise choice as the 17th overall pick in the 2000 NFL draft, Janikowski left as the Raiders' all-time leading scorer with 1,799 points. Tom Brady is now the only NFL player left from the 2000 NFL draft. Janikowski's 1,913 points ranks 10th in NFL history. His 436 made field goals are tied with Jason Elam for 9th, and his 542 attempts are 10th all-time. Also, interesting tidbit here from according to SportTrack.com. Janikowski made more money in his career than any other kicker in NFL history. In his career,
50-some-odd million, right?
53.2 $9 million there. Excellent work for the man that they call Seabass. Guys, that
and he also has like this legend, you know, this persona around him. Great NFL career. He's not gonna pay for a meal in the Bay Area the rest of his life. We tip our caps to Seabass.
That is the news for now, guys. I am Chris Pavona. Gentlemen, Monday, tacos. I love it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We make it rain. That's what we do. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, guys. Hope your weekend was a profitable one. If not, don't worry about it. Today starts a new week. Plus, it can't get any worse than the bad beats many of us had over the weekend. Anyway, I shouldn't say it can't get worse, but you know what? Doesn't make a difference. You don't look in the rearview mirror. You look in the. You look forward, people. You just keep pushing forward. And interesting, you heard Pavona talk about Janikowski retiring after 19 seasons. I know some guys here that went to Florida State with him. And whatever you think legendary that you've heard in the NFL, guys, his career at Florida State will go down. The only other guy they can compare him to as far as owning Florida State in playing during an era where it was just ridiculous was Deion Sanders, who ultimately, yeah, by the way, never went to a class. Yeah, never went to a class in his life. But Janikowski, right, his partying at Florida State will go down as some of the all-time greatest. And we are talking about situations where flat-out drunk, loaded, guys having to go back and get him prior to a game and basically dress him, get him out, and he'll go out and go 5 for 5 in field goals. Like, he was a special kind of individual. And probably the worst-looking athlete you've ever seen in your life, too. The guy was an absolute mess, total drunk. I mean, just one of the best guys ever, too. Good guy, too, by the way, sure, when he actually remembered your face, because he had a problem doing that, too. But he was all-time legendary at Florida. And Florida State has had some guys that will go down in the record books as some of the best partiers there are. Including Deion, but Janikowski, legendary. And apparently for the first half of his career in the NFL, also he lived up to it, man, just having a great old time. Kind of looks like
probably
John Daly.
Time, yeah, I like that. And probably the only time a kicker was drafted in the first round and it wound up being a good idea, huh?
Yeah, yeah, 19 years. Think you got their money worth?
Right.
Unbelievable.
You have to, it has to be a Hall of Famer if it's going to be worth it for you, right?
Better be first ballot. All right, hour number two. Get ready. We'll make it rain for you. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Well, we figured out where Josh Rosen went. We'll talk about that coming up here. Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, welcome in as we start the Monday off the right way. Taking a little look here at the finality of the NFL draft. Now that all teams have gone through the 7 rounds, we've got a Mr. Irrelevant. We've got a whole bunch of guys getting signed left and right now who did not get drafted. And there might be, and you know how this is how it works. There's always going to be some nuggets here in this group of guys that are going to make a difference that people are going to be like, huh? What happened? How come this guy didn't get drafted?
Philip Lindsay last year.
Yeah, go down a list. It's crazy here, especially a lot of guys that projected out to be drafted, you know, top 3 rounds, didn't get drafted at all. But we'll talk about that list. But I want to start with the hype machine here. That is the New York Giants, who, listen, we know we don't have to go relive this pick for Giant fans, but it was certainly shocking that Daniel Jones went before Dwayne Haskins. Off the board there at the number 6 position, especially considering the Giants also had a pick at number 17. And we all know that this is, you know, you don't want to miss out on your top quarterback. I get it. But I find fascinating here that Dave Gettleman is now spinning the hype train here, people. He is doing everything in his power. He realizes that the blowback from this pick is it's the only thing Giant fans are talking about, not the rest of the draft, which, you know, they got some really quality players there, but nobody cares about it because the Giant fans are still trying to figure out what the hell he is up to. And listen, Gettleman, he loves Daniel Jones. That's obvious. But the reason for him taking Jones at six, he wanted to get it out and he wanted to push the narrative out as to why six was the answer. And it was simply for the fact that he said, I know for a fact there were two teams who would have taken Jones before the before number 17. And it wasn't easy for me to pass up Josh Allen. It was very, very difficult. But I think that much of Daniel Jones and his future in the NFL as a quarterback is what Gettleman said. And now he wouldn't say who the teams were. But we did get a story leaked out yesterday that he or somebody else from the Giants said those teams were Denver at 10 and Washington at 15. And, of course, the Skins took Haskins at number 15, which has to make you think that Jones would have been available at number 17 anyway. But the Giants, nonetheless, they took Jones. 6, 17, doesn't make any difference. They took Jones to be the quarterback of the future. But I find it fascinating that now we have stories leaking that are just trying to explain this pick at number six. Instead of letting pick explain itself, right. Now all of a sudden Gettleman is leaking, you know, to local beat writers, which is where this story, of course, is being leaked from, how, you know, Denver and Washington would have taken him. Well, it doesn't answer the fact that you had 27 picks this year. If you really were afraid somebody at either 10 or Washington at 15 was really going to take it, you could have taken Josh Allen, and you could have packaged something up for Detroit that Detroit wanted to move out of 8. They told everyone. I mean, if you were honestly that concerned, you had enough draft capital, you could have put something together to move back up in the draft from 17 to be able to go get him if you were that worried. And you could have got Josh Allen, and you still could have got up before 10 and ended up getting yourself a Daniel Jones. But it's the trying to explain the unexplainable is what damage control the Giants are in right now, Dane.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned Denver was the other team. They traded out of 10. They traded out of 10 and traded back. So they were definitely ready for business if need be. But here's the thing, you know, Joe, and I'll save my I'll save some of the other indicators and factors that I'm really pissed off about for Fantasy Freestyle, where I am, of course, the vocal minority, Joe, because I do think race had something to do with it. But I'll leave that alone for now. I think they're just trying to make it comfortable for Eli, you know, but that's a different topic for a different day. Here's the only thing I need to say. Look at the difference in the damn press conferences afterwards. Arizona, they introduce Kyler Murray, right, to fanfare. Even Oakland, they had Ferrell, Josh Jacobs, and the safety out there. Dwayne Haskins, they have a press conference, you know. That's what usually happens, Joe, with your number one overall pick. You introduce them to the media, and it's a big fanfare. But for New York, you have Shermer and Gettleman there sitting there like Tweedledee and Tweedledum, literally on an apology tour. At one point, Joe, Gettleman honestly was like, maybe it will take 3 years. You know, like, what are you talking about? That's a developmental prospect then. He's like, I told Eli it's his job to keep him off the field. What are you talking about? You got to play it, Joe. When he says Gettleman, like, it might take 3 years, you got to see Pat Shermer's reaction. All right, he's like, in 3 years, then I'll be gone. At another point, he talks about literally, you know, we've talked about this, like, oh, it's the connection with Cutcliffe, his lineage that people like out of him. Guess what, though? Literally, Joe, in the damn press conference, he looks to Shermer and he says, like, ah, yeah, he was coached by Cutcliffe. He then looks and was like, David Cutcliffe, right? And Shermer's like, yes, it's David Cutcliffe. He didn't even know if that was like the number one thing we're talking about. He didn't even know. Everybody is saying on the tape, he can't make decisions quickly. He doesn't process it. He doesn't have an NFL arm. Joe, if the first thing you talk about with the player is his partnership with Cutcliffe or his that he went to a camp and you're not talking about his actual production or actual abilities, you've got a problem.
Yes. Yeah. And let us not also forget that either one of those two teams, by the way, You're talking about Denver and Washington, the supposed teams, of course, that were right. leaked to a local beat reporter for the Giants. That those
yeah,
are the teams.
I wonder who leaked that, by the way. I wonder where that story came from.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I mean, you told this guy to go out there and be like, hey, right. man, just,
make me look
just
good.
Let them know. Yeah.
Give me an excuse.
Let us not forget that both of those teams, by the way, could have moved up ahead of the Giants with the Jets or anybody else for that matter. If they really wanted him, yeah. I mean, there's no justifying the unjustifiable here, and that's pretty much what you've got now. Spin camp here, a number one pick who, congratulations, guys. You just put all this. If he's the next Peyton or Eli, then you know what? All of this is a moot point, and nobody will remember it. But, my God, that is quite a bar to set for a kid who hasn't played a damn down in the NFL yet. And that's all on you, Gettleman, by the way. That's
also,
all on you.
They could have, if you look at 6-17 and a second rounder, right? What they ultimately did was got, what, Daniel Jones. They got, you know, Dexter Lawrence out of Clemson. And they traded back up to get the cornerback, right? You know what this could be, Joe? This could be, in another universe, Josh Allen, Odell Beckham, and Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have traded their second rounder for Rosen. Apparently, that was the going rate, right?
Yes.
They could have kept Odell. They could have Josh Allen in the first round, right? Like, that is what it could be. And these picks will be inextricably linked because Haskins and Jones, they're going to see each other twice a year up and down the I-95 corridor. The NFC, I said it on Friday, Joe, the NFC East, you know, just changed for the better part of a decade. And honestly, the Washington football team is not that far away.
Yeah, well, listen, a lot has to be determined here. You never know exactly who's going to pan out, who's not going to pan out. But on the surface, you know, between now and between when camps start, you've got to manage expectations and you have to manage the PR and the Giants. Wow, it's been real interesting.
Like, I don't know. We could all die tomorrow. Like, that's not what you want to hear out of these people. You want them touting it. You want the cheerleaders behind them at the press conference being like, this is a fresh new era. But instead, we're like, maybe. We'll see. Don't worry about it. Eli can ride with us for another 2 to 3 years. What are you talking about? Apparently, Gettleman literally sees something nobody else sees.
Yeah, I don't wish the kid anything bad. I mean, I hope he does turn out to be the next Peyton or the next Eli. You know what I mean? I hope he does. I don't wish the kid any ill will because he seems like a nice kid, and I hope it works out for him. I really do. But the reality is the optics of it look terrible. The optics look absolutely terrible. And unfortunately, until he actually plays it down, that's all anybody's got to go on is the optics of this, and it's... That's your job as a GM, gentlemen, to manage the optics, and you're not doing a very good job of that. We'll talk about another one of the Giants draft pick got shot over the weekend. Just terrible story here. Plus Josh Rosen. We'll do it coming up next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Jacksonville's problem was their inability to play offense consistently. So adding a quarterback, a tackle, we know they want to win by running the ball. A couple of years ago, they were on the precipice of making the Super Bowl. Sometimes windows close for teams like that, but this is a unique scenario where they're totally re-energized. Now, if Foles doesn't live up to the contract, then it's all over. This organization's toast. And the window will close and everybody will get fired.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide, use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
All right, we got some games here tonight in the NBA coming your way as Philadelphia tries to pick up the pieces and get a victory on the road in Toronto, plus game one, Denver-Portland. We'll get you previewed for those games coming up. Want to welcome you in on this Monday here. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, name of the show, Make It Rain. We'll help you do that coming up here during the hour. But talking a little bit about this NFL draft, now that we've had the dust is settled, looking at some teams here, some of the moves that they made in totality, because even though the first round is fun, ultimately it really is hit or miss with all of those first rounders. You don't know who's going to be great, who's not, who's going to be a bust. Ultimately, it's what you do 2 through 7, which is really what helps a franchise kind of take the next leap. And looking at what some of these teams did, Dane, I got to tell you, the Broncos decided to move down from 10 to 20 instead of taking Drew Lock, who we all knew right. They loved, right? They have, he was connected to Elway for months. And not only did they go ahead at 20, they ended up getting a pretty damn good tight end, Noah Fant, who a lot of people think is probably the best tight end in the draft. Then they got back on the clock at 41 and, they didn't go ahead with him there. They went ahead and, I believe traded that and then eventually got him down to number 42 and they ended up getting him, they got everything they wanted there,
yep,
including Locke, along with a couple of other really good players, that they were able to go ahead and help the Broncos team. So Elway, you know, Elway's out there playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, and he did it quietly. You know, they just kept moving and moving, getting picks, and then kind of getting everyone they wanted. And, nobody else took Locke, and they ended up getting the quarterback they wanted anyway.
Yeah, that was good for them. Denver, remember, we were talking about how Denver liked Drew Locke. They were saying they're in love with Drew Lock. They might take him at number 10. They wound up getting him in the mid-40s after they get a guy like Noah Fant, after they get Dalton Risner, mm-hmm, who is an offensive lineman a lot of people like, and they accumulate more picks in the process. And, you know, this idea also, although I don't buy it, if you're a damn starting quarterback in the NFL, you shouldn't be worried about a little threat from someone else in your locker room, whether you're Eli Manning or Joe Flacco. But the word came out that they didn't want to take Locke in the first round because then it would put expectations on him, you know, in this competition with Flacco. So they wound up getting him in the second round anyway. I like what they did there. I really do. There's some other winners and losers. I got to tell you, I was big on them all last year, Joe. I'm going to have some futures. I'm going to have some futures bets, both to win the division and to win the conference. You're going to see me touting the Los Angeles Chargers, Joe, all season long. I love what they did. I really do. I love what they did. Okay, I love that they get Jerry Tillery right there to plug up that middle, okay, with their first-round pick. I like that, the defensive tackle. Think about what they had going into this. They had Boza and Ingram on the edges already, right? You had cornerbacks already in Hayward and King. You had Derwin James last year, who I thought was the value of the draft in the first round. They finally get their defensive lineman to plug the run in Tillery. He's able to do that. Then they come back in the second round, Joe. And they get this kid, Nasir Adderley, who a lot of people think is a great value, okay, at the safety position. They get him at the number 60 pick. I like what that defense is doing. Remember, they got gashed up the middle against Sony Michel and the Patriots in the playoffs last year. They addressed that need. And don't look now, Joe, but I expect a little bit of regression from the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember, they eschewed all their pass rushers. There's no way Patty Mahomes does the same thing again. I mean, I won fantasy championships with him last year, but come on, there's got to be some regression. And it doesn't look like they're going to have their dynamic wide receiver on the field much next year either. In fact, the Chiefs told you that when they went out and drafted Hardeman from Georgia in the second round. Inevitably, it looks like to replace a bad guy.
Yeah, not good. And I think they absolutely sent the message by trading up for their first pick in the draft and ended up going with a wide receiver. So I think there's no doubt that the writing is on the wall. Of course, Hill is innocent until proven again guilty, guys. But you know, optics. That's what we have in today's day and age. And I just don't know how they'll be ever able to keep him on that team or anywhere in the NFL. The guy is kind of untouchable, and it's a shame here. But they sent the message loud and clear. And I got to tell you, one of the other stories coming out, just heartbreaking here, is this kid the Giants selected out of Washburn University, defensive back Corey Ballantyne, sixth round. I mean, this is a dream come true for the kid, celebrating Giants. They give him the call. This was just a moment. Small school out of Topeka, Kansas. You know what I mean? It's, you know, guys had, he had hoped that he was going to get drafted. So when the phone call comes, it was just ecstatic. And then, you know, later on after he gets that call, he ends up being shot, and his best friend on the team, another defensive back there, ended up getting killed in an off-campus shooting. Just a 24 hours of just ridiculousness that this happened to this poor kid. He is expected to make a full recovery, but man, oh man, I mean, he ran a 4.47 at the 40 at the combine. He's one of three cornerbacks drafted by the Giants over the weekend. The kid was a junior that ended up getting killed. Apparently, best friends on the team. And from everything that I'm reading, too, I mean, you're a really good guy, both of these guys. And just, I don't, the police are investigating whether it was wrong time, wrong place, that kind of situation. It's just heart-wrenching for this poor kid that you go from being so high on top of the world, everything you've ever worked for. You know, here it is. You get that call. And then, you know, hours later, you're shot and your best friend is dead. And that is, you know, welcome to the reality, unfortunately, of the world a lot of people are living in. It just gut-wrenching. When it came out, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. I can't even imagine what it must have been like for this kid. And the Giants said they're with him. And my heart goes out to him and all the families involved there. Just terrible news yesterday.
Yeah, not much else you can say, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Just a bad story. Brutal. It's just horrible that it would happen. You talked about it, the up and downs of emotions. Oh. Right. You know, you're drafted, you get a chance to make the NFL. And then, like you said, within 24 hours later, you're shot. Your best friend, one of your best friends is dead. There's nothing else to say. There's no sarcasm here.
I wish the guy a speedy recovery. And I hope the cops, you know, they end up finding the POSs that did this. And I'm sure they will. But just ridiculous, completely senseless. And but there was some good news for one NFL player there, Josh Rosen, over the weekend. Finally figured out where he was going to be, and perfect team for him, the Miami Dolphins, who certainly are welcoming him. I can tell you here, the reaction in Miami is fantastic. Not that they don't love Fitzpatrick, but they want some hope here, and Josh Rosen certainly represents that. And in their minds, anything is better than what they had in Ryan Tannehill. And Steve Keim, congratulations. He traded up, what, five picks, given their 15th pick to the Raiders in exchange for their 10th pick, as well as sending their third round, the 79th, and fifth round, 152nd, in the trade, so they could move up and get Josh Rosen. And in turn, by sending him to the Giants, they got the 62nd overall and like a fifth rounder in 2020. When you do the math on all of that, guys, this is the kinds of things that get guys fired and never in the league again. Like, this is kind of moves that ruin careers in the NFL. But congratulations. They got their guy, the Miami Dolphins, and I'm glad they pulled the trigger on it. Good stuff. They had a really, really good draft, too, as well. And I hate to say it, but maybe this time next year, depending on how this plays out this year, Josh Rosen could be looking for another team if they're able to go.
Could happen again.
It's same exact thing if they get to a chance at Tua. But I thought he did one of the classiest moves that we have seen in a long, long time. All this guy's got every reason to be angry, bitter, could have really, really teed off on the way Arizona handled it. But instead, once the announcement was made, this was Josh Rosen on his Twitter page. Or Instagram page, rather, created a video, and he had this message to send to the fans of Arizona.
Kyler, I just want to congratulate you and your family on getting drafted. Arizona is a really special place, and you're going to love playing and living here. And to my teammates, staff, and everyone who worked at the facility, I can't thank you enough for all the support and great memories we've created this past year. I'm really wishing all of the Arizona Cardinals the best of luck moving forwards. And Miami, I couldn't be more excited to become a Dolphin. I'm ready to attack this new chapter in my life and give you guys everything I have each and every day. My bags are packed, and I'm on a flight first thing tomorrow morning. So get ready, South Florida, and go Fins. And Kyler, one more thing. An awesome two-bedroom in Old Town just came onto the market, so let me know if you're interested, and I think I could get you a pretty good deal.
I got to tell you, man, hats. It's really hard not to root for this kid because he handled that a hell of a lot better than I would have or a lot of other people in that situation would have. But, you know, taking the high road, congratulations, Josh Rosen. It sucks, but you ended up in a place where they will certainly appreciate you. But that video there, man, well done. A lot better than I would have handled it, Dane. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, and remember, I said this also, you know, on Friday, that Josh Rosen had to do it this way because he had to look like a professional for 31 other teams. Okay, so he did the exact right thing. Yeah, he unfollows them on social media, but he cuts a very nice video. He has to be the professional. And here's the other reason why, Joe, because you said it. He might happen to him again next year. You know, he might be on the move again. He has to show himself as a class professional. And I got to tell you, I like the situation he wound up in. And the reason why is honestly Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick fits well in this role as a mentor to Rosen. And now they kind of could have the succession planning in place. Rosen's going to learn a hell of a lot more from, you know, Fitzpatrick than he would have learned from Mike Glennon as a backup in Arizona.
He ended up in the right place, that's for sure. All right, we'll talk about tonight's games, NBA playoffs, coming up next here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, Monday fun day here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And guys, now that the 2019 NFL Draft is in the books, and for fantasy football players as well as NFL bettors, you guys know the season starts now. So if you are serious about fantasy football, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock, the Roto Experts, well, they're providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, as well as NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% now at rotoexperts.com. Promo code FNTSY, that's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And talked a little bit about how the NBA is in full effect here, as we've got game two tonight of a second round series between Toronto and Philadelphia, turning out to be an absolute nightmare matchup situation for Philadelphia. Joel Embiid has got no answer for Marc Gasol, which is the only reason Marc Gasol was traded for to begin with, was that's to right. control Joel Embiid. Just can't get out of his own way. They got to figure something out there. Also, Kawhi Leonard just owns these guys, and I mean owns them. They've got to be able to figure out a way to defend him, or at least slow him down. And as we look at the numbers here tonight, Dane, for this game, I got to say, man, it's pretty much what it was the first game. 6.5 points is what the Raptors are laying at home. The over under 220.5. So I got to tell you, they easily covered the 6.5 the first game. And right. We knew that, and it opened up at 5.5, but it was pushed up that way because the Sharps kept pounding Toronto here, laying the number. And a lot of the thought process behind it was because of their defense. From a defensive standpoint, Toronto guys is heads and tails above anything Philadelphia has seen in a very, very long time. And I'm not sure what has changed or what is going to change from what we witnessed on Saturday to what we're going to see tonight. But the Raptors exercised some demons there in game one, right? Taking out the Sixers by 13 points at home. Usually they lose game ones of these, at least history tells us the franchise right. And the teams they put on the court for some reason, not good. In fact, since 2013 and 14, the Raptors just 8-13 against the number. The games directly after a straight up and against the number win in the playoffs. So that tells us tonight, over the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, history tells us maybe not the best against the number, maybe a little bit of regression. But I'm sorry, guys, Kawhi Leonard now 14-0 against the Sixers in his career. And he's winning these games by an average of 15 points per game. His teams are 10-4 against the number in those games. You know, you can give me all the stats over the last 5 years you want, but they didn't have this guy. This guy is really the equalizer, the neutralizer. This guy, nobody talks about him, and yet quietly, he is a top three player in the league all the time. It's amazing to me. Nobody recognizes it. Nobody gives him any love. But the truth is, throw all the stats out the window. Unless you control Kawhi Leonard, you lose this series in 4 games.
Yep, and that's why I have Toronto Raptors minus 1.5 games in this series, Joe. I think, remember, we talk about it all the time. When the casinos, when the books, when they hang a number, it is not what they think is going to happen. It is what they think will generate even action on both sides. And the point I keep on making is that Kawhi Leonard is an under-respected superstar. You know what I mean? So public, you have an edge there, Joe, in what the public perception of this team is and what the reality of this team is because of Kawhi Leonard and because people literally do not yet know about Pascal Siakam. So I think that there will continue to be an edge with the Toronto Raptors. But I was looking at it slightly differently, Joe. In this game, you were talking about, you know, how Philly is seeing something defensively in the Raptors that they have not seen before. And I think that is what is going to maintain, right? All of a sudden, Ben Simmons is not going to understand how to shoot, you know, three-pointers with his left hand, right? So when I see this total at 220.5, Joe, and you've been talking about how much you like the unders, right? I think the Raptors' defense is still there. You know, so what do you think? I'm leaning under here on 220.5.
Yeah, it's, you know, the important thing to remember as you're approaching this game here, guys, is not to overreact up to what you see in game one. Recency bias, you know what I mean? Keep in mind that recency bias it's a little thing. And I do know some guys are going to take that zigzag approach here tonight and go, you know what? They'll close the gap a little bit. There will be a little regression on Toronto. Now, listen, as good as Leonard and Pascal, as good as they were, they pretty much made every damn shot possible.
True.
So they didn't miss anything. And by the way, this wasn't just wide open threes and uncontested shots at the rim. These guys played flawless. Are you going to get that again for a second game? I think what's going to happen is a lot of sharps are going to look at it and say, probably not. As good as Kawhi is, yeah, I don't know that him and Pascal,
Siakam.
Siakam, right. Pascal Siakam. Are they going to make 74, 72, 74 of the 180 points? Probably not. So you've got to think there's going to be a little bit of regression here tonight.
That's why I'm not touching the spread game. That's why I'm keeping with the total, because maybe defense can be consistent. I can understand, you know, maybe taking Sixers with the points because you think, it won't be like that. You know, Siakam and Leonard aren't going to combine for 70, whatever. But maybe the defense still travels and that under 220.5. Can still be live.
Keep in mind, too, also, the Mike Scott, big role player who made a big three in that Brooklyn series off the bench for the Sixers. He's going to be out again tonight, and the bench is an absolute disaster for Philadelphia. James Enos made shots but still managed to have a minus 17 differential in game one when he was on the floor. Boban is just unplayable in this series. They've got no bench players. I mean, that's another big problem. They've got a great starting five. They've got nobody that can come off the bench for these guys and give you any meaningful minutes. So from that standpoint, yes, you know, the under is, you know, I think 220.5 is vulnerable. I really do, because I think the only adjustment the Sixers can make is maybe to speed the game up as fast as possible and just live with the consequences. Because I don't see how they don't have anywhere else to combat them. You can't figure that Embiid is all of a sudden going to flip a switch and own Gasol.
He's still got Gasol there, and he's still got his minutes restrictions, and with his short bench, you know, I don't trust Embiid to play 35 minutes.
keep in mind, too, that game was well on its way to the over until the fourth quarter came, and then it slowed down to a halt because the game was so far out of reach.
It was decided already.
It was 16-14. That was the total points scored for both teams in the fourth quarter. That game would have went well over had they continued to grind it out and played, but they just slowed it down to a point where the game was already over by the fourth, so there was really no need to play, which is another thing you got to guard against. So that's, to me, is that you've got to keep an eye on that because you just don't know what they're going to do from a pace perspective. If I'm Philadelphia, the only thing I have is run and gun the entire friggin' time and hope that I can get a bunch of transition points rather quickly, because otherwise, if you're going to play the slow, methodical, set up for defense, yeah, that defense is going to own Philadelphia. They're not going to be able to set up any offense.
Half court, right? Isn't Toronto going to want to be half court?
Absolutely.
So it's really about who controls. When we have two boxers in the ring, right, Joe? It's like style makes fight. Who can control the pace? And I think that'll be you make a great point. I saw the same thing with Milwaukee-Boston, right?
Yep.
When Boston was up in the second half, they slowed it down, and that's why that hit the under as well. But
keep that in mind. Yep.
I don't know that Philly can speed him up, though. And if they want to speed him up with Ben Simmons shooting from outside and transition, it's all good by me.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point, is that you can't allow them. You can't allow this team to set up defensively. Like, you allow them to go down and set up. They're going to own your ass. You ain't getting into the paint. And who are you going to get? Who are you going to get shots from? You're going to be stuck taking a bunch of, behind the arc shots, contested threes. You don't want that. Your best chance for easy buckets, which is really what Philadelphia needs, is got to be in the transition game. Hurry up, speed it up, live with whatever it is. But the Raptors bench is heads and tails above what Philadelphia has. And I got to tell you, if you're going to allow Kawhi and Pascal Siakam to dominate you like they did, this is going to be over in four. I don't know what those odds are, my man, but this could be another one of those situations where if Philadelphia doesn't manage to grind out a win here tonight, this could be over in four, people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, don't forget, though, there is the old saying, doesn't matter until the home team loses a game. And so all Toronto would, in essence, be doing is holding serve. But if you like it and you think this is a fait accompli, Joe, Raptors 4-0 is 5-1 right now.
Yeah, not a bad night. I'd throw a couple of bucks.
It's only plus 200 for 4-1. So you got 5-1 is a sweep, 2-1 to win 4-1, 4-1 for the Raptors to win in 6, and 3-1 for it to be Raptors in 7.
Now, the other game tonight, and we'll dive into this a little bit more, too, the Nuggets laying 4, total is 216. And we know the Blazers took care of business in round one quickly. The Nuggets had to go to a 7-game series against a 7 seed there, and they just won that. So what does it all mean? Well, the number confuses me. This minus 4 is a weird one. Yep. I would have expected it to be lower after what we just witnessed with, what the Raptor, with what the Blazers did to the Thunder as quickly
public
as they
money,
did it.
Right? Public
yeah,
money.
And you're looking at the Nuggets, because what this line tells me is that the Nuggets are about they're 1 point better than the Blazers if you fact in home court advantage on a neutral court. So, if you look at the 3-point home court advantage you usually get, you're telling me that Denver is basically a 1-point favorite. I don't know. The Blazers are well more rested. The betting market tends to overrate teams on the road. The Nuggets, they've not exactly great against the spread over the years in this particular situation. So, I don't know, man. This is a very strange opening game to me. I would lean towards the Blazers in this particular situation, but I don't know, man. I mean, how many games do you think this series is going to go? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, I think this is setting up to be a 6-gamer. I think this is setting up. I could see. I think this is a little bit like, I don't think this is a quick series. Joe, I'm the other way. I give a slight lean to Denver in game one here. And let me tell you why. I understand and accept what you're talking about the rest. But I do like Denver at home. Check this out. Denver actually won the season series three games to one. The one game they lost, Joe, Denver decided to rest Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Okay.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I think Jokic is going to be a problem for Portland in this series. Remember, this is, to me, where the loss of Yusuf Nurkic hurts Portland. Like, Adams, yeah, in the last series, he's a guy who's going to bang, going to get you offensive rebounds, that sort of stuff. He's not a threat like Nikolai Jokic is himself. And the other thing is Enes Kanter, who has filled in for Jokic admirably, right? He's also banged up with a shoulder, they're saying. And let me tell you something. If Zach Collins, the second-year guy out of Gonzaga, has to be on Nikolai Jokic, it is a party for Nikolai Jokic. I would like overs on the prop bets on Nikolai Jokic. I think this is going to be, and the same like with Portland, where everyone was like, oh my God, Dame Lillard is one of the best players in the NBA. I think in this series, we're going to realize Nikolai Jokic is stud awful. I don't think the Blazers have an answer for him. I like the Nuggets tonight.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to do better than 2 from 20 from three-point range, which is what they shot in Game 7 against the Spurs. That's not going to get it done against this Blazers team. In fact, I'm still trying to figure out how the hell they won that game going 2 for 20 from three-point range. We'll dive into more of the numbers coming up next.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
The Angels must really suck if the Yankees have a chance at sweeping them with this lineup. I don't know if I can say it any better. I mean, it's true. I almost feel bad for, I don't feel bad for anybody making $430 million, but I almost feel bad for Trout because he's it. He's just it. I mean, that is nothing else on that team to watch. I mean, I guess when Ohtani gets healthy, you get to watch him, but there's nothing else there. I mean, Pujols is a shell of the former player he used to be. Calhoun's terrible. They have no top-notch pitching anywhere.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Team trading for Rosen had the leverage. Everyone knew that Arizona needed to get rid of him. So he'll go to Miami. And I still think Miami, obviously, I don't know if they think he's the answer. It's probably a stopgap because I still think they probably are going to be tanking this year for Tua next year.
See, but then it doesn't make sense to me because if that's really your plan, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a great guy for that.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Some of the numbers here and the trends you should know about Trailblazers Nuggets game one. Rest is a big thing here. You're talking about a Portland team that has been on the sidelines for feels like about a week here. 6 days rest, in fact. And, of course, the Nuggets just finished off the Spurs game 7 at home Saturday night. Quick turnaround to face these Blazers. And what do the numbers tell us? Well, since 2005, teams playing on 2 days rest or less facing a team on 6 days rest or more, which is what you've got going on here tonight. Mm-hmm. 7-17, 29% against the number, failing to cover by an average of 5 points per game. Also, teams that play at home in game one on 2 days rest or less are just 9-16-1 against the number, 36% since 2005, including 8-15 against the number when the team is listed as a favorite. So when you start looking at some of that rest situation here and what the numbers have told us since 2005, it is not great. But I got to tell you, that 2-20 from three-point range and beating the Spurs is what was a head-scratcher to me. And teams that are coming off a bad three-point shooting performance like Denver did at home in the playoffs and then play at home, well, they've covered the spread at a 67% clip the following game. So you've got some things to juggle there. And to your point, you know, what kind of the thing I look at is Damian Lillard. That is the X factor here. Do you guys think that, you know, Jamal Murray and the Nuggets defense is going to do a better job on Lillard than what, you know, Oklahoma City was bringing on because he owned them? And now you've got Jamal Murray and company here. If Lillard picks right up where he left off, this is going to be a very tough series for Denver. If Lillard is a man on a mission, he's going to be very unstoppable. But if he has a little regression, this series is probably a lot closer than people give it credit to. But he is the one guy that could overtake this entire series and put it away in five if he continues on the way he is. But we'll know that, I think. Game one will tell us everything we need to know about the direction of this series tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, though, that when you say Lillard's the only player, I think Jokic has a chance to dominate up front, especially if there's no Cantor. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Another hour. Yeah. We got a whole hour.
Three is more than two. Final hour coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.